This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At this hour, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is among those in the U.S. city of Memphis in the southern state of Tennessee attending the funeral of Tyre Nichols. Icy weather in Memphis delayed the funeral service for Nichols, who died following a brutal beating by police after a traffic stop. Nichols's death and beating, which were captured on video, have prompted nationwide protests and renewed calls for police reform. The FBI searched U.S. President Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home Wednesday as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents, the president's personal lawyer said. The search, the third of a Biden site in less than 2 months, follows the 13-hour January 20th top-to-bottom check of his Wilmington, Delaware home, where agents located documents with classified markings and also took possession of some of his handwritten notes. They did not find anything today, according to his lawyer. Republican Nikki Haley is moving closer to making her presidential campaign official. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Sources say former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will announce her 2024 presidential campaign at an event in Charleston, South Carolina on February 15th. She would be the first Republican to throw her hat in the ring against Donald Trump. Haley supported other candidates during Donald Trump's first campaign. She prompted speculation when she stepped down from her post as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations in 2018. In Des Moines in 2020, Haley talked about her ambitions.
I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now. I'll put 1,000% in and I'll finish it.
In 2021, she said she would not run if President Trump ran.
That was Jennifer King reporting for AP, and this is VOA News.